upon a time, and it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnostic Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We are blessed and highly favored. Appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week, man. Yo, big shout out to all the listeners, man. France, Africa, Australia, everybody all over the globe tuning in each and every single week. I appreciate y'all, man. Much love as always. And as always, we're going to get started with the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. All right, I love this word of the day. And, you know, it's definitely something that's motivational, inspirational. And it says, sit with warriors, the conversation is always different. I'll say that again. Sit with warriors, the conversation is always different. And, you know, that's real spill. At the end of the day, it's like you want to motivate. You want to conversate with like-minded people, people that are getting to it, people that are driven, people that are inspired. Because at the end of the day, that type of motivation is contagious. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like when you're around greatness, that rubs off on you. And that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? So always remember that. Sit with warriors. The conversation is different. And that is the word of the day. But for today, we got somebody extremely dope, businessman, entrepreneur. He is a fitness expert. Definitely someone who is very motivational. It is no other than Ishmael, aka my brother, the Black Superman. What's up, brother? What's going on, man?
What's going on, champion, man? Happy. It's a pleasure to be here, bro. Thank you for having me on.
Most definitely, brother. You know, I got to tell you, like, it's definitely dope having you on because, as you know, this podcast, we always highlight, like, entrepreneurs, but positivity because there's so much negativity going on in the world. So it's dope to have you, man. So once again, welcome to the Diagnose Success, my brother.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Most definitely, man. So we're going to get right into it, man, because, you know, I kind of gave like a glossed over, you know, view of who you are as a person. But can you tell us in your own words, who is Ishmael, also known as the Black Superman?
So, you know, if I can describe myself, just somebody who, you know, my aim, my purpose is just to motivate, you know what I mean? Motivate and inspire. Growing up, experiencing certain things, learning certain things when it comes to just health, when it comes to fitness, and when it comes to longevity. The things that I was fortunate to learn, I just want to, you know, share with the world. And just also, you know, be a testimony, you know, of God's greatness. Because, you know, God give us all talents and abilities. So just to show people that every one of them that he gives you, you can use them to your fullest. Because, you know, like, as we shine, we allow somebody else to let their light shine because they see that it's possible. So that's me. That's me all day, every day.
Definitely, man. Now, most definitely, man. And, you know, I mean, we know you're big into fitness and, you know, we see everything that you're doing. But in terms of that, like, how did you get started on your fitness journey? Like, what was the catalyst that caused you? Like, I kind of saw, like, you know, a glimpse that you talked about your father and how you got into that. You know, could you expand on that?
For sure. So I kind of was introduced to fitness and then introduced to the series of fitness at a young age. So growing up, my father always worked out hard. Always, you know, used to see him running miles in combat boots. I mean, like, he always, like, went hard. So growing up as a young male, you look up to your father. So seeing him do that, and then, you know, sometimes he'll let me work out with him like I'm lifting weights, pretending like I'm lifting weights, you know what I mean? Those different type of things encourage me to, like, you know what I mean? Go get it. Like, I want to be like that. I want to be able to run miles in combat boots. I want to be able to do these things. So by the time I was about 8 years old, you know, I was doing my calisthenics heavy. So I was doing a couple hundred push-ups, couple hundred sit-ups, dips, pull-ups. And I was doing them, you know, consistently, like, you know, locked in every day based off of, you know, my father showing me, you know, and then seeing the respect that he got, you know, in public. You know, when he, you know, he fit, you in shape, you looking good, people's responses. I said, I want that. Like, I want to be just like that. So that introduced me to the fitness aspect. And then my brother, my oldest brother, had cerebral palsy. So when he was born, he wasn't, according to the doctors, wasn't supposed to live past 5 years old. He was supposed to be in the vegetable state. up until that point. But my parents ran into my mentor, and he told them pretty much, take him off all the medicine, exercise, good diet, and a peaceful environment, he'll be okay. Doing those three things, my brother lived to be 17, so he beat the doctor's prediction by a lot. He was able to walk some. He was able to talk some. He was able to do everything that the doctor said that he couldn't do. So seeing that growing up, it showed me that when you live a healthy life, a fit life, a peaceful life, it extends your longevity of quality of life. So a lot of people get that kind of mixed up. So your quality of life, how you live, because somebody can live to be 100 and somebody can live to be 60. But that man that lived to be 60, if he had a great quality of life, he could run with his grandkids. He can move around up until when he passed versus that man at 100. He was sick all the time. Who had the better life? You see what I'm saying? So that showed me that fitness can extend your quality of life. So seeing my father and seeing my brother, that brought it all together. So like I say, from the age of 8 to present day, I lock in because I understand that my quality of life, that's what's most important, longevity. So I work out hard and I keep those things in mind. I keep my brother in mind. And that's what, you know, drives me today. But that's what got me into fitness and serious about fitness.
That's deep, man. That's deep. And, you know, that's powerful what you said, because it's like, you know, like you said, seeing your father do it and then seeing what it could do for your brother. And, you know, that's real talk, because as you know, you look at the landscape, you look at like the pharmaceutical industry, you look at doctors, how a lot of doctors are getting paid by the pharmaceutical industry. We have an understanding that, you know, a lot of times doctors don't have a vested interest in you getting better, because he's in the sickness. It's not in the cure.
Right. It's not in the cure. That's a fact.
The market keep writing you prescriptions, keeping you coming back for more medicine. That's more kickback I'm getting. So that's powerful, that health, fitness, and just helping your brother, man, to see that progression. That was amazing, man. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about as well, too, because I see, like, you know, you do, like, a lot of dynamic workouts, man. And, you know, I see that you do a lot of shorties, too, like, in terms of the push-ups. Like, a lot of times people will say, no, you got to do full extensions. If you don't do a full extension, that's not a real push-up. You know, but I see that, you know, I always say, listen, man, your body is your business card. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to say it at the end of the day. So, you know, whether people feel you're doing real push-ups or not, you know, your body is your business card. So can you explain the science behind doing the shorties as opposed to the full extension of the push-ups?
For sure. A lot of people talk about short range push-ups versus full range push-ups. Well, I'm here to break down the difference in the two. So when you're doing full range push-ups, they're not bad, but full range push-ups is not focused on your chest solely. When you're doing full range push-ups, you're engaging your shoulders, you're engaging your triceps, your biceps, you're engaging your full upper body. Versus when you do short range push-ups, it's constant pressure on the chest. Constant pressure on the chest. Bodybuilders call it time under tension. Constant pressure on the chest equals growth. My recommendation is short range push-ups. For sure, for sure. So, you know, short range, we call them black Supermans. The reason I do those is because it's concentrated focus on your chest. So a lot of people, there's nothing wrong with doing full range, but when you're really trying to grow your chest, full range works on everything. Full range engages your shoulders, it engages your traps, it engages your arms, and it also engages a period of rest. When you hit that peak, top motion, your chest is no longer engaged. But when you're doing the shorter range, it's full range on the muscle. So it's constant tension and constant pressure on the muscle. Because we all know muscle grows. When you break it down, it builds it back up. The fastest way to break your chest muscles down is short range black Superman push-ups. Because it's constant pressure on your chest. Every second, no let up, no rest. So that's why everybody that has tried them and do them, they experience a greater pump in their chest. They experience a greater fatigue in their chest. And they experience faster growth in our chest. So that's why, you know, the short range is the best. And then past just growing your chest is about muscle endurance, right? How can your body push through pain, push through the tension? Full range don't give you that muscle endurance because, again, you locking out and you stopping at points. But when you're doing full range, it's constant tension, constant pressure. So not only are you building your chest, but you're also building muscle endurance. So a lot of people that have tried it, they see the drastic difference in when they're trying to grow that chest and build muscle endurance, that those push-ups are the way.
Nah, most definitely, bro. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, the proof is in the results. You know, like, so it's funny because, you know, I see, like, some of the comments that people leave, and it's like you either get a lot of love or a lot of hate. And, you know, oh, that ain't real pushing, but you go to their page, they look like they on their eighth trimester. They looking
crazy. You feel me? Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
I definitely respect it, man. I respect your perspective. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you, too, was in terms of, like, because a lot of people, they want to get shredded. Like, right. I see a lot of people, like, they go to the gym, but they don't see the results that they want to see. So a lot of people, like, they look like they're going to the gym 5 days a week and you wouldn't even tell, you know? So I want to ask you, like, what would you say is your best advice for people that want to get shredded and they just having, like, a hard time trying to get rid of that stubborn weight?
It's all in your diet and discipline, right? So when I say diet, just eating as right as you can. Because a lot of people don't realize that eating clean looks different for 100 different people, what eating clean looks like, right? So, like, for me, eating clean for me looks totally different for everybody else. Like, so I don't eat meat. I've never eaten meat outside of salmon in my life. So me eating clean might look a little bit different than another person that might eat meat but still can eat clean. It's all about eating lean, you know what I mean? Eating baked versus fried, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, backing off of the sugar. These little tweaks help them change that physique. And then one of the most important things is fasting. And fasting is that one thing. One, it purifies your body, but it also allows your body to feed off of the fat cells, you know what I mean? So if I could tell anybody anything, I would say eat clean, fast, and don't go on crazy binge diets. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they'll go on this crazy diet. Oh, I'm only going to eat this, and they go extreme, right? They may lose the weight for a second, but if they know they're going back to eating crazy, they're gonna explode even worse than they was before. So I tell a lot of my clients, we're not gonna make drastic changes. We're gonna make changes where it can become a lifestyle. You know what I mean? Okay, only eat this, but only eat this. So this is from now until as long as you want to stay in the shape that you want to stay in. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, that's where they go wrong. That's like bodybuilding is a perfect example. When you preparing for a show, you strip yourself of so many different things so your body can get into that lean state. But you know that that's only for that moment. So when you come out of that competition, you eating everything and you blow back up. Within a day, you put on mass, you put on whatever you just took off, right? Because that was an extreme diet change. But see, a lot of people just live life like that and wonder why they can't be consistent in looking shredded or having their physique, because they go, oh, I'm eating 1 meal a day. If you're going to eat 1 meal a day, then eat 1 meal a day. Don't do it for a month and then think the next 2 months you back eating 3 meals that you're going to look. It's not going to happen. So that's my advice. Eat to where it's easy for it to become a lifestyle, and fast. Two days. That's all you need. 2 days fast. And what I mean by fasting, because a lot of people get 1 meal a day mixed up with fasting. They're two totally different things. So when you eating 1 meal a day, that means within that 24-hour period, whether it was 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you ate a meal. You went throughout the day, and but then you ate that one meal, right? Fasting is you go a full 24, 48 hours, 72 with no food, just water. You could drink coffee, but if you drink coffee, no sugars or creams or nothing like that. That's a real fast. And when you really fast like that, then you will start seeing your body actually break down the fat. You know what I mean? And it keeps you lean. So that's what I do. Try to eat as clean as I can. And each month I try to go on a fast, at least 2 days. You know what I mean? Allow one, my blood and body to purify itself. And two, any fat that's on me is going to get off. You know what I mean? So that's the advice that I would give.
Definitely dope. Definitely dope. All the listeners, I know they definitely appreciate that, man. Because, you know, before you came on, I put some fillers out there to see things that people wanted to hear you talk about. So that's definitely beneficial, man. Appreciate that. You know,
most definitely.
Most definitely, man. Another thing I wanted to say to you that I appreciate, because you know, you had a post where you had said something basically how, you know, a lot of these social media fitness gurus, it ain't what it appears to be, right? And a lot of times on social media, we see that a lot, right? It's like a lot of people where they present one way. It's like the saying that I say, it's like, you know, don't let social media discourage you because everybody's not posting their losses, right?
That's real.
People, they portray images, and meanwhile, these people had surgeries. These people did all these things to, you know, try to look a certain way, but they want to promote it as if it's something else, you know? So yeah. I guess my question to you would be, you know, being someone who's all natural, you know, who's done it like a certain way, what would your advice be to people like in regards to social media who get caught up in all the glam and the glitz and, you know, like you said, they buying all of these workout plans from charlatans and all that. Like, what's your take on this, man? The present landscape of fitness and social media.
Man, fitness, like, to me, social media is like, I would say, the all-star basketball game, dunk contest, right? Everybody is trying to create the best dunk to get them a team. You know what I'm saying? But they don't do that in the game for real. You know what I mean? When it comes to the real game, you're not going to see them do the dunks.
Right.
But the thing is, Instagram a lot of times don't post the real game. You see what I'm saying? They post the dunk contest, the 360 windmills, the backboards breaking. So now everybody think, oh, I got to break a backboard to be considered an official dunker. When, no, that's not the case. You know what I mean? You have to ball for real in the game to be considered an official baller or official player. So fitness is the same way. I just tell a lot of people, you got to take what you can, you know, and leave it rest. Because even everybody got some good in what they saying. Anybody that's on social media, if you look for the good in what they saying, they have one or two points that may be good. But then you also have to decipher the rest. Like, nah, this ain't that. You know what I mean? And then you have to understand the reason why you're doing what you're doing. You see what I mean? You have to understand, like, all right, I'm trying to transform my body or my mind for this reason. Because now you have a reason, you're intentional about how you move through Instagram. You won't get caught up in the scrolls because you're intentional. I'm trying to lose weight or gain or whatever for this reason. So now you're moving intentional. Because Instagram, you can get lost in a rabbit hole. You know what I mean? You can get caught in a lot of different things. And a lot of times I tell people fitness, the foundation of fitness is always the same. Your calisthenics is always the same, right? When you're lifting weights, reps and sets is always the same. So when you start looking at a lot of influencers, myself included, all of us do the same thing. There is nobody that's out here doing this magnificent workout that nobody has ever done before. Everybody is putting their own sauce or flavor to it. So what I recommend is when you're looking at an influencer, see if they go live, right? Because I go live every workout. Why? Because I want you to see the 1,000 push-ups I do. I want you to see the 300 pull-ups I do. You know what I mean? I want you to actually see the work that I'm putting in. I want you to see me in the gym on a day where I'm not feeling good and I'm struggling through my reps and sets. I want you to see that. So that you see, all right, Edge, he really doing it, because I'm bearing witness to it. But if you look, a lot of influencers don't do that. A lot of them won't go live. A lot of them won't show you the workouts. You know what I'm saying? So that's the certain things I would look for. You know what I mean? I look for, do they go live? I look for, you know, where's the realness in what they saying? Because you can find it, but take that. But all that other stuff, when they throwing weights over their head, back flipping into a burpee, then that's dunk contest stuff. That's to get you some views, some likes, and them to hold up that 10. So, oh, man, that was amazing. But when it comes to real in-game, real-life exercise, you got to look for the realness. All that extra stuff, like it. You know what I mean? Because it's entertaining. But be intentional just when you're on there looking for, you know, what you're trying to do.
Nah, that's real spill right there, man. You're being intentional. And I respect it. And that's, you know, that's the perfect segue into the next question, because one thing that I respect about you is that, you know, you're very candid about, you know, your 9-to-5, but you're so committed and dedicated to fitness. So what would you say, because that's everybody, right? Like, you know, everybody's like trying to make it their day-to-day. They got their 9-to-5 and then, you know, they got their business, whatever they're doing. So for the everyday person, which is the majority of people out there that, you know, they work, they got a family, they got kids, and it's like by the time they get off of work, they just tired. You know, like the old school Southern Black people say, they're just tired of being tired. Right? Yeah. Like that's where do you find that motivation to push through? And you know, what keeps you like going, like even when you don't feel like doing it, like most people, like where's that motivation come from?
So I say like fitness for me is a lifestyle. My 9-to-5 engineering, that's my passion, right? So fitness, I made a lifestyle, so I have to do something. You know what I mean? A lot of people think they have to do this grand amount, and you don't have to. You just have to do something, right? See, a lot of people hear that saying, you got to be like water, right? But a lot of people don't understand really what that means. So what that means is like water, as it moves, it constantly purifies itself. But the moment that water stops, it becomes stale. So in life, it's the same way. Fitness is the same way. Sometimes you don't have time to get a 2-hour workout in, but you may have time to get a 30-minute session in, right? So get that 30-minute session in. It all counts the same. It all counts the same. So for me, I schedule my life and make sure that fitness is involved. So if I know I got a busy day, then I'm going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go to the gym. You know what I mean? If I get off work late, I'm tired, but let me at least get a couple hundred push-ups in. I'm moving. I'm still purifying my body. I'm still putting in the work. So a lot of people just have to break fitness down to small chunks and don't try to eat the whole elephant every day, because nobody has time to eat the whole elephant every day. Nobody has time to go. Even somebody that's a professional athlete and that's all they do is train for a sport, it's time to come up where they might have an interview. They may have something to do where that 2 hours is now 1 hour or 45 minutes. So small pieces, and then a big picture of form. So go to work, take care of your kids. And before you go to bed, hit 10 squats. Because the thing about fitness is, it's the one thing that gives you instant gratification. And us as humans, we look for that. That's why Instagram is so amazing. Because Instagram gives you instant gratification. You drop a reel, you start getting likes, you start getting comments immediately. That instant gratification. Fitness does the same thing. If you had a hard day and you complete 10 squats before you go to bed, you feel like the most accomplished man or woman in the world. You feel accomplished because you're like, man, I got it in. You know what I mean? I got it in. Same if you go to the gym and you have a workout routine. You will complete that routine, you walk out the gym feeling renewed, feeling fresh, man. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You got your work in. That's instant gratification. So you have to start feeding off of that. Like I say, go to bed, 5 burpees, you in the bed. You felt good because you committed to those 5 burpees. Next week, it's going to turn to 10. 10 burpees going to turn to 20. Next thing you know, you're going to find time. You're going to look up, you in the gym doing your burpees now. Now you in the gym lifting. You see what I'm saying? It becomes a part of your everyday motion because that instant gratification is what fuels you. You know what I mean? So if I could tell anybody, like, just like you say, day to day, that's all you got to do. Small steps. Go for a walk on your break. That's exercise. You know what I mean? And build and build and build. And then next day you know, that's going to be a lifestyle. Every day you wake up, oh, shit, I got to hit my 10 burpees. I got to go. Because your body, your habits is going to lean towards you getting it done.
Definitely, man. It's a saying I love. It says, persistence wears down resistance.
So, absolutely.
You know, that consistency is key. It's like, yo, staying consistent, staying dedicated to something, and eventually you see the fruits of your labor. You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, without a doubt, bro. So, that's fire, man. So, I got 2 more points for you, bro. 2 more points.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, we like to switch it up because, like, you know, we do entrepreneurship, we do business, but of course we do music. So
for sure.
Spin it on you a little bit. I want to ask you, top 5 that are alive, who are the Black Superman favorite top 5 MCs, man? What's up?
That's tough. Man, that's tough. I would say Number one. So I'm a punchline guy. Like,
okay.
I love punchlines. You know
like
what I mean?
Like bars, lyrics.
Bars, yeah. I listen for lyrics. Listen for, oh, okay. So I would say number one would be Wayne for sure.
Okay.
Weezy. Weezy for sure. Number two, I would say right now, Montana 300.
Okay.
Me number two. Number three, Meek.
Meek, okay.
Number four, probably Lil Baby.
Okay.
And then number five.
Spot man, it's important.
myself.
Say that, man.
All right,
That's what it is, man. Top five dead alive, man.
You feel me?
All right, say that, man. All right, so we got one more for you, my brother. So
yes,
I want to ask you this question because, you know, this podcast, like I said, is very inspirational, motivational. So we're big on mantras. So a lot of times before the podcast, I always throw a mantra out there. My favorite mantra is persistence, wisdom, resistance. But then in addition to that, collaboration is greater than competition. Those are like two of my favorite mantras. So I want to ask you, like, for you, throughout your life, like all the things that you've been through, to bring you to this present state, what would you say is a mantra that would summarize your life at this moment?
So Nelson Mandela, he has a poem called Our Deepest Fear. And there's a part in that poem that I live on, I stand on, and it keeps me going. Because at the end of the day, in the big picture, it's never about us. It's about that little kid that's watching you or that person that's looking across the street that may need it to see you be great to get them out of the darkness that they might have been in so that they can go be great. So it's a part of that that says, as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people the permission to do the same. Because as we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So that I hold to it. So when I don't feel like getting up, when I don't feel like going, I know that my light can be the key to somebody else getting out their darkness. You know what I'm saying? So that's what drives me. That's what moves me. Present day, that's my fuel. Like that saying right there, it keeps me moving every day.
That's powerful, bro. That's powerful. Like, 'cause you know, when you think about it, when you think about purpose, you think about destiny, you think about all these things, right? And it's like, that's real talk. Like, a lot of times we don't even realize it. Like, you know, we might feel defeated, we might feel tired, but there's always someone that's watching us and looking at us as an example. So that's powerful, man.
You know? Yes, sir.
That's definitely powerful, man. Well, you know, this was fire, man. It's definitely a fire.
Appreciate it,
man. And, you know, to close it up, I want the people to be able to connect directly with you. So, you know, run it up, brother. Let them know, like, how they connect. You know, if they want to get, like, you know, just your social medias, even if they're looking for training, you know, they want to reach out to you to get some training. Like, how can they connect with you?
So Instagram, I'm on Instagram, Ish the Black Superman, ISH the Black Superman. Just reach out to me. I answer all DMs. You know what I mean? I respond to all messages. Also, I'm on TikTok, real_ISH for life. Just reach out. Like, I'm on there. I'm posting. Like I said, I go live every time I work out. You know what I mean? Any fitness questions you got, you know, just reach out to me. Any life business questions you got, just reach out to me. And like I said, I answer all DMs. I throw a lot of major fitness events now, especially in the city. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. So if you're in the area, DMV or wherever you are, like, we throwing big events, big exercise classes, bring the community together through fitness. So that's on my page as well. We got one coming up June 21st. Big event in this city just to bring everybody together under one banner of fitness. So, you know, that's where you can find me. Like I said, I respond to all messages. So let's get it.
Definitely. That, and sidebar, man, I got to tell you, man, because, yo, I saw something you did. And I said, yo, I got to tell my brother, that was so New York, man. I saw you doing something with Tim's on, man. I said,
oh, yeah.
Man, this is New York.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. We had you know, boot camp fitness event last month, and the theme was military theme. So, you know, we had to put our boots on the ground for sure. We had to put the Tims out.
New York, baby. I mean, New York, baby.
Let's get it.
It's the Black Superman, Chattanooga. Let's go to work. My guys, this fitness class is guaranteed to work. You step in this fitness machine, transform like Steve. All my ladies want results, but nobody knows better. Make her transform magically, something like Cinderella. So if you want that work, I'm the one that you call. She like how I look, talking to that mirror, mirroring the world. Results, I'ma get you some, and the sprint is a marathon. Take your time, watch your body transform like Decepticons. Let's kick the shit, damn son, if it's all she wrote, let's get her done. Step into this class, get put to work just like a Mexican. Be everybody out to get down on the floor. You gonna sweat now if you ain't sweat before. I need jumping jacks mixed with steps and reps of four. I need 3, 2, 1, jump.
Yeah. I had to get that New York feel for sure. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, listen, man, as always, my brother, we appreciate you, man. You know,
thank you.
Your dedication, your passion, everything that you bring to the table, man, is definitely motivating to people that, you know, they want to get in shape. You know, they want to be dedicated. They want to pivot. So, you know, much love as always, brother. You know what I mean?
Bro, I appreciate you. And like, same to you. Likewise, you know what I mean? Spreading positivity, man. That's the most contagious thing that a lot of people don't even tap into enough. You know what I mean? The world would be a better place if we had more people spreading positivity. You know what I mean? So you out here spreading positivity, man, being a light for everybody, myself included. You motivate me as well. So I appreciate you, champion, for sure.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Definitely, man. You know what it is. And shout out to all the listeners as always. And my brother, Black Superman, until next time, peace.